Not surprisingly, there were all 6 volumes of Dylan's bootleg series, including the tracks Jobs had first started worshiping when he and Wozniak were able to score them on reel-to-reel tapes years before the series was officially released. In addition, there were 15 other Dylan albums, starting with his first, Bob Dylan, 1962, but going only up to Oh Mercy, 1989. Jobs had spent a lot of time arguing with Andy Hertzfeld and others that Dylan's subsequent albums, indeed any of his albums after Blood on the Tracks, 1975, were not as powerful as his early performances. The one exception he made was Dylan's track, Things Have Changed, from the 2000 movie Wonder Boys. Notably, his iPod did not include Empire Burlesque, 1985, the album that Hertzfeld had brought him the weekend he was ousted from Apple. The other great trove on his iPod was the Beatles. He included songs from 7 of their albums, A Hard Day's Night, Abbey Road, Help, Let It Be, Magical Mystery Tour, Meet the Beatles, and Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. The solo albums missed the cut. The Rolling Stones clocked in next with 6 albums, Emotional Rescue, Flashpoint, Jump Back, Some Girls, Sticky Fingers, and Tattoo You. In the case of the Dylan and the Beatles albums, most were included in their entirety. But true to his belief that albums can and should be disaggregated, those of the Stones and most other artists on his iPod included only 3 or 4 cuts. His one-time girlfriend Joan Baez was amply represented by selections from 4 albums, including 2 different versions of Love is Just a Four-Letter Word.